Good evening, Roth, and welcome to episode 124 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'll be talking about goldmaking for about 20 minutes. I am recording this, as usual, live on Twitch, so if you want to tune in, then head on over to the twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker, and I record on Thursdays at about 8 p.m. Central European time. The podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup. So if you're interested in that, then head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. So with all that out of the way, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. We'll talk about what's going on with the week, and there are some things happening this week that are a little bit interesting. World Quest Week, so you get more reputation from World Quests. So now is definitely the time to do that, particularly if you have some Crafters Mark II characters. Now is the time to get those replocked recipes if you haven't already. There's like some of the 168 items, base items, that are locked behind reputations, and you can really utilize the buff this week to get you there. So that's sort of the main thing, and then of course Darkmoon Fair will be coming to town on Sunday, which brings with it a lot of gold-making opportunities. Not that many that I personally engage in, I'll be fair and very honest. But there are tons of guides there about the items that are only available during Darkmoon Fair Week. There are some items that are cheaper during this week, and then some items that typically sell really well during Darkmoon Fair Week. I know that Graham Randall has or had a pretty comprehensive guide. I'll make sure to link that in the episode description. And there are multiple other guides and posts about this out there. Maybe I should make one, but that would require me finding out the opportunities that are there. But definitely one of the many cyclical events in WoW that you can take advantage of and make some very good gold with. So definitely check that out. So yeah, that's sort of what's going on with the week. There's not that much. We're approaching 9.0.5. I think maybe it even has a release date now, at the end of March. So I don't remember if I read that, if that was an official date or not. So someone will probably like be in the comment section telling me that I'm wrong. I might be, but it's not far off. It's not going to bring much, just some rebalancing. We might see a surge in legendary sales as they are rebalancing some legendaries, I think. At least they're rebalancing a lot of specs and covenants, which might push another legendary into the limelight or another spec into the limelight, which means that people will go back to farming Soul Ash and buying more base legendaries, even though they're still buying them in a pretty hefty quantity. But yeah, let's go into this week as discussion points. I actually have two things that I'm going to talk about this week, and the first one is titled Why I Don't Like Farming. Because there's a reason why I named my website and my Twitch channel and everything else. Why I'm branding myself as the Lazy Goldmaker. I'm not a gold farmer. I hate farming for gold. And that's one of the reasons why I got into professions and the auction house. Because I've always hated farming and grinding in MMOs, which is very weird because that's sort of a staple feature of the genre. But I still enjoy MMOs. But I've never enjoyed grinding or farming to fund my gameplay or to get acquire in-game currency. Never enjoyed that in any game. It's very weird. And of course, like everyone else, I made up a bunch of rationalizations after this fact about why farming isn't good. And of course, probably made up some stuff. Some of it might be true. Some of it might just be my brain rationalizing why I don't like farming. But I think the most important one for me personally, farming feels like work. It's like you get an hourly wage and you go out and work for that hourly wage for someone else. That's what it feels like to me. It doesn't feel like fun. And that's the biggest reason why I don't farm. I play games to enjoy myself, so I prioritize doing things I enjoy. Of course, like on a fundamental level, the amount of effort you have to put into flipping or crafting is gonna be the same. You're gonna have to spend a lot of time doing flipping and crafting. I probably spent I have some obscene played amounts on some of my level one bankers. But I have a very different like mental idea of crafting and flipping. I enjoy that a lot because it's a lot more exhilarating. I'm putting my own capital at risk because I buy all my materials. I'm risking my gold. I don't farm my materials at all. I don't like no-risk gold making. So I have to make sure that my decision-making, that my analysis, that my ideas, that my understanding of the market on some level is on point. And for farming, that's not that important. Just go out and farm materials or something. Just put in some consistent time. You'll get a bunch of useful items and you can sell them. As long as you're focusing on items that have a use for other players, then you're good. Like, just farm current content materials. You can't really go wrong with that. And thus, it's just not interesting. Like, there's certainly optimizations you can do, and some people really, really enjoy doing those kinds of optimizations, but I'm not one of them. Of course, there's also the fact that I've always been interested in finance and markets and economics. I have a master's degree in industrial economics. So naturally, I'd be drawn to the gold-making methods that, to some degree, rely on that sort of knowledge. Not really, but at least are similar in nature to speculation and business. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that my Twitter bio says that I'm a trades prince extraordinaire, and that's sort of how I like to view myself and how I enjoy the game of gold. I like the thrill of high value flips, which is why I really, really enjoyed gold making in Legion and BFA, because there were so many high value items to flip, culminating in the most insane patch of them all with 8.3 and corrupted BOEs from Nihilotha, which was just on another level. The highs and lows of making investments in super expensive items and sometimes failing and losing 300k gold on a single item, and sometimes making it and making 300k gold on a single item. That's where I want to be personally. Now, farming is incredibly consistent. Unless you go for some of those farms, there are a lot of popular farms that are not really consistent, where you're farming for some quite rare drop chance item. And it's so safe, so much safer. It just puts me off. I don't want to play it safe with gold making. I also find that most games are more exciting when there's risk involved. It makes the losses sting a little bit and the wins way more satisfying because the losses sting a little bit. So that's because, let's face it, like, crafting is probably objectively like more boring than farming. You're just standing still and clicking buttons. You're not doing anything. At least farming, you have to move your character and look for stuff and at least engage your brain a little bit. But it does give me, it just hit me in the excitement spot somewhere that farming just doesn't. Making a good crafting operation, making a well-oiled industrial machine to crank out items at efficient prices and posting them, that just feels really cool as well. And that's something I always very much enjoyed, setting up like a huge crafting empire on a realm, utilizing literally all of the materials and cranking them through the factory of the lazy gold maker into as many finished items as possible. So yeah, of course you can, like, to some degree get this excitement from farming if you focus on some of these like high roll farms, like Uldaman with the ultra rare transmog items that you're looking for. A lot of people enjoy that. I just don't have enough of a grinder's mentality to really enjoy that ever. I'm personally way too much of an effort minimizer, which you can see below my face. You'll see the lazy gold maker, minimum effort, maximum reward. And I personally care more about minimizing the effort than maximizing the reward. Like, I'd rather find, if I could find a way to make the same gold I make now in half the time, I might just do that. I'm always looking for ways to minimize the effort while still getting the same amount of reward. And if you do that, you can, of course, scale up your effort to the same amount of effort and then make more gold. And it's the same side. It's the same thing you're always trying to optimize. Optimize your time spent in making gold. And that's also way more possible to do with flipping and crafting. because farming does not scale. The only way to scale farming is to spend more time farming or to multibox. If you are multiboxing, then you're playing in a different league. Then you're you're on a different planet. You're playing a different game. We're not going to talk about multiboxing. Multibox farming is probably the most time-efficient way to make gold ever, at least some of the methods that were possible in the past. I'm not sure how well they work with hardware multiboxing. I have no idea. I am not into multiboxing to farm. But flipping and crafting scales. They scale with the amount of gold you have, and that is the big one. The more gold you have, the more materials you can buy, and you can do larger crafting sessions. And you can repost a week on end. So if you have time to play one large session on Saturday, then you can craft a bunch of stuff. And if you have enough gold, then you can craft enough stuff that you can just keep posting all throughout the week. And you just need like 5 minutes per day to repost. And you'll make a lot of gold. And you can't do that if you don't have a lot of gold, which is why it scales with the amount of gold you have. And obviously the same logic with the flipping. Even more so, there are so many items being traded on a daily basis in WoW. What was it? It was like, was it 1 billion gold? Was it more? I don't remember the number. I talked about this on a previous episode, but the amount of gold moving through the economy in WoW every single day is just insane. It's absolutely insane. And like you can't have enough gold to buy it all, and you obviously you wouldn't have enough time to trade it all either. But it's very obvious that flipping and crafting is good and scales, because the amount of time it takes you to craft and sell a 10 gold profit item is going to be the same amount of time as it takes you to craft and sell a 1,000 gold profit item or a 10,000 gold profit item. And obviously the latter is going to be 100 times more profit per hour. And the more gold you have, the more of those opportunities you can get into, and that's just going to get you at a higher and higher and higher level. And flipping is obviously the same. So, to sum it up, why I don't like farming, I just find crafting and flipping more engaging, more fun, and more efficient. If you are someone who can get in the zone of farming while listening to an audiobook or zoning out or just enjoying the zen of it, I know a lot of people are like that. Some of my friends are like that. I personally could never be like that. I don't know why. I think some people are just wired differently or just enjoy things differently. Because the best gold making methods are going to be the ones you enjoy, because they are the ones you're going to stick with. Like, it doesn't matter if something theoretically is 10% more gold or double the gold per hour. If you're just going to spend way less time doing it because you hate it, then the theoretical gold per hour doesn't matter. Because the real world takes precedence. This is the same thing you see with like theory crafting and PvE, high-end PvE gameplay. People are running simulations to figure out like what the best DPS specs are. But the simulations don't take into account a lot of like real raid situations. So you'll see classes that were like by far, simming by far the best, looked like theoretically by far the best DPS in a single target situation. That were not used almost at all in Castellathria and world first progression. It's the same thing. There are other factors than just like the theoretical optimal way. And you want to find what's optimal for you and what works for you. If that's farming, then great. If it's crafting and flipping, then even better, because then I can help you out. And on that note, let's talk about something. We'll get on a segue into a completely different, not a completely different topic. We'll still be in the realm of gold making and World of Warcraft, of course. But as we talked about last week, monolite ore. Monolite ore that I might have accidentally manipulated the market on. But the point here is that players always forget markets exist. Like pretty much all WoW markets have some degree of cyclic nature. They'll go through booms and busts, and players enter them as hype develops, then profit starts trending downwards, players exit to find the next cool market, the next good gold making method. This happens on like a large scale and small scale. And this is why I keep up activity in a lot of different markets. And a lot of different items. And I don't look at... If they're not profitable right now, then my settings just won't post them. And that's it. And I'll wait. And in 3 months, maybe it'll get posted and I make gold. And this happens, the area where this happens the most, by far, is stuff from the last expansion, before this one, where people forget this part of where people just forget that it exists. And this has happened to a pretty crazy degree with a lot of items from BFA right now. Obviously, Monolith Ore is one of them, where it's barely being farmed, but it's still being used by a lot of crafters. It's still very useful because ATVs still sell really well. So if you can be bothered doing the expulsion shuffle, then you'll be making bank. You can still do it for half plates. You can still use it for a lot of different things. And there are obviously going to be loads of other examples from other expansions. Like you have Spirits of Harmony from Mists of Pandaria. Although that's a very well-known item that people have been farming and manipulating for years on end due to the large number of mounts that item is used in. Mount crafting is generally like one of the best old world crafted items ever. Another one is Island Expedition gear. People don't farm them at all, and prices have just been trending upwards to an insane degree. Because no one can do Island Expeditions effectively right now. Of course, we will be getting a solo queue option, so the ability to farm will go up eventually. And I mean, once solo queue Island Expeditions open up, farming that solo is probably going to be quite profitable because some of the prices are insane. But there are going to be tons of other markets like this from BFA, tons of stuff that I'm not aware of probably, or haven't thought of or haven't looked into, where people have just forgotten about them. Because people, generally speaking, when people, at the end of an expansion, people are really sick of that expansion. They don't want to touch it anymore. They don't want to be in BFA zones. Even if it was a good expansion, the last patch is almost always the longest, and at the end of it, people are really bored. And they just don't want to see those zones for a while. They want to stay away. And that translates into people just forgetting about a lot of the items. Forgetting about farming them. Forgetting about crafting them. But then there are always going to be collectors. Always going to be people who look up items on Wowhead and figure out what they're missing from their transmog collection, and they'll be buying those items. They'll be buying those mounts. And you can sell them, and you can probably make a lot of gold. You're making, for a while, I was making like 2 to 3 times crafting cost on ATVs, but I could hardly find Monolith Ore, and then I just started flipping Monolith Ore instead because that was obviously the next step. I could save time and didn't have to chew through my expulsum. But there, always look for opportunities like that. Or look for something that was from the last patch, or something that was super hyped 3 weeks ago, or 5 weeks ago, or 6 weeks ago on the WoW Economy Reddit. Those markets are probably going to be forgotten again by the herd of people. Right now, like today, I sold a rank 2 base legendary from Leatherworking for 4 times crafting cost. 4 times I sold a rank 2 Umberhide helmet for 50k. Because suddenly the auction house ran dry and someone reset the price. Those things happen. And this is on a super hype up realm. They're always going to be. And people aren't doing base legendaries right now. Some people feel that the market is over, but it's too late to enter it. It might not be. On many realms, it's still quite good to enter because a lot of people think that it's not worth it. So that's it. Just always look for what people might have forgotten. There are so many items in WoW. So many. Just an insane amount. And you can certainly find forgotten items with low competition, even on the highest pop realms, that you can make a lot of gold with. So go hunting. So yeah, that's going to be the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed the show, then make sure you leave a like and a comment and subscribe to the YouTube channel. if you wanna support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Goodbye, guys.